Convene for the administrative portion of our meeting. There's nothing on the consent calendar. Do either of you have anything to add to discussion?
I do not.
Okay, I do want to add something then. Senator Blumenthal, and I'm sorry, but somewhere along the way, I'm pretty sure there were three other U.S. senators' names involved with this. They're all like minority party U.S. senators. I think one of them might have been Senator Booker, but anyway, I don't recall them, but apologies if that's a faux pas. But anyway, Senator Blumenthal was the lead on it, and he's the one that signed the letter. Supposedly sent this letter to the commission chair in all 50 states. I've not received this letter. However, it also, a kind of a different version with slightly different questions, but on the same topics, went to NARUC. And Mr. Clark answered the questions for NARUC to them, and sent a message. I got it. I presume it was to all the commission chairs. And his point was, the part that really rang home with me was that this isn't a subpoena. We don't have to answer this. However, do you want to just ignore four U.S. senators?
What are they asking us to answer?
I will get to that.
We'll get to that. You're keeping us in suspense. Yeah. Okay.
and so I thought that Mr. Clark made a really good point. Like, do we want to just ignore these guys? And depending on what happens in the election this fall, Senator Blumenthal would be in line to chair this pretty important committee that these four are all members of. So the gist of the letter, it kind of contains five questions, but the first three all revolve around the same issue for us. But it has to do with, I'll say, secrecy and data centers and the associated energy issues. And I can share with you the whole things, but generally the first question is, have you received any requests from entities proposing or operating data centers to restrict information about their energy and water use? Well, in my mind, we have not, because they don't come to us. We don't regulate them.
Right.
And then the next question is, if you have received any requests, so obviously that one's covered, have you faced any other impediments of getting accurate and fulsome information from them? So again, no. Are you aware of other state or local public officials being requested for non-disclosure confidentiality agreements? And I will say, myself personally, I've heard that and, you know, read things in the papers that they have, but I don't know. It doesn't come through us. And then will you, the last one, the only one that really applies to us, other than to acknowledge what we've just heard unofficially, is will you commit to releasing to the public any non-disclosure agreements regarding data center proposals? And I think beyond explanation of that, we don't, they're not jurisdictional, so that's why they haven't been coming to us for these things. To point out that if there is information that's associated with the data center through an investor-owned utility, we would just follow North Dakota's confidentiality laws, and things that are trade secret protected would be protected, and things that aren't trade secret protected are open public information. And so I guess with that, I can share this with you now that we've had a chance to be together about it. I'll add too, it supposedly went out March 31st. Mr. Clark sent me a copy of it because they copied him on all the stateses. And that's how it's dated. And we have till April 20th to answer it. Yesterday or Monday, I don't remember which, but while I was gone, I got an email from a staff person to this committee saying, you have not acknowledged receipt of our letter. And that information is due by April 20th. So they're really waiting on all this stuff. So my question is, because we would have about a few more days. I've worked with Chris. I mean, it's easy to answer these questions. So A, do we want to answer the questions or not? Part of me hates to kind of create a precedent where any of 535 U.S. lawmakers sends out a bunch of questions, and I'll take it to the extreme. They're maybe just fishing for information, and we're going to always gather information for them. I don't know about that, but like Tony says, you know, do you really want to ignore these guys? So A, do we want to answer it? And B, if we do, do we want Chris to finalize the letter and have all three of us sign it? Do you want me to sign it as chair, or do we want Chris to sign it if we respond? So.
Thanks for the information. Based on the brief overview you gave of the letter, I would say, number one, let's respond. In my tenure here, I mean, we haven't received a lot of requests like this. And I think surrounding the content of the letter, we too are watching some of this internally, I mean, in the state. So I'm going to say let's respond and keep our answers pretty direct to the information.
Is that how you feel too?
Yeah, I agree. Just I completely understand your point about you know, if we start getting a lot of these, and how much time is that going to take? My perspective on that is kind of let's cross that bridge if and when we get to it. Right now, based on what you walked through, it doesn't sound like this would be too time consuming or difficult to respond to. So,
who should respond?
Well, I'll leave that up to you, Randy, because it was addressed to you as the chair. If you want to respond, if not, then I would say Chris. So if there's any further correspondence, it can go right to him. If it's legal questions and all that, just so he can respond and keep that communication flowing very promptly. But it's up to you.
You good with that?
Yep.
Okay, and I'm fine with that too. I will probably just email, a real informal email to Lauren Casella that sent that that email out, and just say, well, actually, we didn't get it from you.
I have an acknowledged receipt because I didn't get receipt. Yeah. So.
But I did hear about it, so we'll our attorney will send you.
You answers. Determine who signs the initial, if it's you or Chris.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's addressed to you.
That reminds me of, wasn't that one of Jack Shue's more infamous lines during a hearing? If the commission was unaware, the commission would have been unaware. Feels appropriate right now.
So, okay. Anything else on that, or anything else anybody wants to discuss? Is there anything to add to scheduling? Because I don't have anything.
No, not from my side.
Okay, we are adjourned.